Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Psalm 50:23 tells us that he who offers a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving honors me. And to him who orders his way rightly, which means who follows the way that I show him, I shall show the salvation of God. Matthew Henry said, "Thanksgiving is good, but thanksgiving is even better." How are we to offer praise? Where it shows in our everyday living. Philippians 2:14 and 15 tells us to do all things without murmuring or complaining, so that we will become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation where we shine as lights in the world. You know, beloved, when we murmur and complain about our situation or circumstances, it does not bring honor to God, and it totally vexes our spirit. We have to always bear in mind that circumstances are subject to change when God is in the midst and involved in them, especially when we ask God and invoke God to come into our situation. We can rely on Him to help us in every situation. On the other hand, circumstances may not change when all we see is defeat and live with an attitude of woe is me. Living a life of praise starts with putting aside our complaining and murmuring spirits and accepting the goodness of God in the midst of our everyday problems and situations. And we can do that by letting the Word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and it says, and admonishing one another. You know, beloved, we have to make time and take time to read, meditate, and apply God's Word. It's a choice that we make every day. It's a sacrifice we make to set aside what we deem as maybe not urgent, but make room for the most important thing of our life and of our day. This is how the character of Christ is formed in us, letting His words dwell in us richly. It is just not about being able to quote Scripture, beloved, and even knowing the Word, but it's knowing Jesus. And we know Him as we spend time with Him. He is the Word of God. Esteeming Him and His words greater and more important than the everyday demands of life is where we begin to let go of the things like murmuring and complaining that really doesn't matter in the end. In fact, we learn how to deal with the demands of everyday life by listening to and applying His words, by letting His Spirit empower us, and learning how to walk in the Spirit and in the fruit of His Holy Spirit. So the next time we are tempted to murmur and complain about something, we should ask ourselves, will this bring honor to Christ, to the Christ that is in me? Let us turn the temptation to complain and murmur into an act of thanksgiving and a grateful heart. Learn to say, "Lord, I thank you so much for this situation or this circumstance, because I get to offer you praise in the midst of it and to show you honor." And then in being thankful, you know, it helps keep our peace, and we want others to see the peace of God in us. Complaining and murmuring drains us of our energy and our peace. So let us resist this temptation, and let us become a light to the world around us, because Jesus says we are a royal priesthood, His own special people, that proclaim the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. You know, unlike in the Old Testament, the priests, in which only those who were born into a certain tribe could be priests, we who are reborn by the blood of Jesus and his resurrection power, we are priests and priestesses in the family of God. And we have the privilege and the responsibility to offer up the spiritual sacrifice of praise to God our Father. Aren't you glad that we don't have to offer up a slain animal or bring a grain offering or a bird to sacrifice on the altar of God? Just our praise for all he has done for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, we are living stones, and we are building a spiritual temple, and we are building it every day for eternity. There's a phrase in a poem that goes, "Every thought that we've ever had, its own little place has filled, and every deed we have done, good or bad, is a stone in the temple that we build," because we are building every day for eternity. This is why we are admonished that by him, Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifices of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. If we will establish the habit of thanksgiving rather than complaining, we will be a happier and more joyful people. The Word of God has much to say about complaining and gives us examples of who complained and murmured, from Adam, who after he and Eve had disobeyed, Adam complained to God about the woman that he had given him, to Moses at the burning bush, to even the prophets of old and David in the Psalms, and even to Job, who actually sanctified his complaints against God because he would not sin, it says, with his lips. Now, it is not wrong to complain to God at times. I've done it. We've all done it. We've cried out for his help. But it is wrong to complain about God. For it may be, beloved, that the circumstances and situation we find ourselves in are of our own making and certainly not of God's. The Greek word translated complainer means literally one who is discontented with his or her lot in life. We can live a life of praise by magnifying the Lord in the midst of our everyday situations, by refusing to murmur and complain, and instead say, "My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, because I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Do not murmur and complain, beloved, but turn it into a sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise, and see what God will do for you. You will find that you will have the faith truly that you need to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
If you live within the broadcast area of KNEO Radio, we have a podcast just for you. The KNEO Community Connection keeps your finger on the pulse of what's coming up in the four-state area, telling you about upcoming events you don't want to miss, organizations in our communities doing great work, and conversations with the dynamic citizens who are behind it all. There's a lot going on around you that you don't want to miss. This is Luke Taylor. Join me each week as we talk about what's happening with the people who are making it happen. Brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM and the Sky High Podcast Network. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.